their cars because I used to go and get it because I had to have it. Because nothing is impossible to the one who can conceive it. I used to be fearless. To doubt me was to dare. Being afraid of what would happen if I did not try, I was out to seize the world and capture the very sky. But see, that was when I was fearless. And at this stage and age, fear has a face and a body with its name. What happened to my fearlessness? Somehow I lost it all. Now I can't conceive recovering from this fall. So I searched for the one who made me, and finding him fell about his feet. I cried and mourned to him because I lost what he gave to me. And after I had mourned some more, feeling unworthy, I begged him to take my life. I wanted to be restored to the one who knew nothing at all of pain and strife. It then seems as though he leaned into me and whispered into my broken heart that since I lost what drew me to him, he'll replace it with a gift which will set me apart. Fearlessness, he declared, really ain't all that, especially if you do not know who to fear in fact. You see, reverence is the fear you wear that makes the world and God stop and stare. When the world looks at you, they behold a different being. They wonder what it is about you that they're truly seeing. They observe you peacefully standing amidst a violent storm brewing. They cannot grasp why you do not die. It's because now the fear of God is showing. September 30th, 2006, Saturday, 8:17 a.m.